Well, hello everybody, and welcome to a very special edition of Rowing Chat. Today I am joined by Alex James, president of Nelson Kellerman. Alex, welcome to your very first Rowing Chat.
Thank you, Rebecca.
So let's just kick off. I do the same with everybody. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and your background in this wonderful sport of ours?
Sure. So I have a background in the sport and a background in the company, and they're somewhat interrelated. Nelson Kellerman was in part founded by my stepdad when I was in high school. I was not an athlete. I rode horses, but I didn't do any other sports. When I got to college, because I had talked to the coach on the phone, I went and introduced myself to him when he was doing the standard on-campus recruiting. I was not one of the people that might have been picked out when I was walking by because I was all of 5'7". I'm still all of 5'7". But he nevertheless asked me whether I planned on rowing. I said I didn't. He said I should. So I tried it and wound up deciding I loved rowing. I was pretty terrible freshman year, but sophomore year trained like crazy over the winter, made the varsity in the spring. Won the sprints, came in second in the nationals. After that year, started sculling, which was less typical in the States in 1980. Yeah, that would have been 1980 or 81. Mm-hmm. So kind of bounced back and forth between sculling and sweep. Went to a number of development camps, went to a couple sports festivals, which of course don't exist anymore, but were sort of somewhere in between. I don't know, national U23s. They were sort of a funny deal in the 80s. And, you know, stayed pretty serious for 2 years after college, and at which point law school got a little too serious and stopped rowing. I was not one of those people that figured out how to balance all of those things. I was also working because I needed the money for law school. So stopped rowing at that point for 25 years, probably. And became a lawyer, practiced law for 3 years, then started working for the company again because I was living too remote to practice law. I was married to a guy in the military. And that was 28 years ago. I've been with Nelson Kellerman for 28 years through many evolutions. And somewhere in there, we did a couple of corporate challenge rowing races. I was like, you know, I kind of like this. I might want to try to do this again. And so in my probably mid-40s, went back to sculling, just rode team boats for a little while, and then bought a boat, and then decided I needed a better boat, and then started training pretty seriously. And so for the last 15 years, I've been quite a serious master's rower. Have only been to Worlds in the States. That's the only thing I haven't done. I still have to go to Worlds when it's somewhere fun as opposed to Sarasota, which was fun, but not as fun as all the other places Worlds are.
That's indeed true. Now, Nelson Kellerman, were you the very first company to do rowing electronics?
Certainly the very first company to do it as a business. So the evolution there, my dad and his partner were both research scientists at Xerox, admired entrepreneurial people, admired Hewlett-Packard, which of course we're not quite as large as Hewlett-Packard. But so they kind of had decided they wanted to start a company and wanted to make something. And we were good friends with Ted Nash and went to a regatta and watched Ted's crew. And one of Ted's guys had cobbled together sort of a homemade amplifier system, and it had a lot of issues. And Ted asked Paul, the Nielsen part of that, Nielsen Kellerman, to fix it, at which point Paul said, we can make you something better. And we set out to design first just an amplifier system and then figured out it would be good if it did a lot more. So we added stroke rate and timing. And my dad is British, so hence the slightly tongue-in-cheek Cox Box name, which
I
still
had,
is, you know, sounded possibly British.
You can feel a British sense of humor just leaking through, and particularly, you know, the straight face.
Yes. So, and he was also a huge Gilbert and Sullivan fan. So there's Cox and Box too. So, so those two things contributed to the name, which of course still lives 40 years later. And, and that was the first rowing product, went on to try to figure out how to measure speed, and then there was another rowing company that started right around the same time, Concept 2. They had figured out how to make a rowing machine that felt good, but not how to measure any of the output. And I actually don't know who made the introduction, but there was an introduction, and Paul and Richard figured out how to measure the wattage erg. And then there was a lot of, in fact, actually, this is a little story that I was going to write, but you'll get a preview. So everybody now just thinks the 500 meter split has just existed forever, but that's actually when it was invented as a rowing measurement. Dick and Peter and Richard went for a run, and they were talking about the fact that, you know, they had to sort of take this output and put it into something that would be meaningful for rowers. And nobody really knew what speeds were, but either Dick or Peter, they don't remember which one. Yeah, so Richard said, oh, well, runners talk about a 4-minute mile, a 5-minute mile, a 6-minute mile. And Dick and Peter said, well, rowers think in terms of 2,000 meters, and they also think in terms of each 500 meter piece of a 2,000 meter piece. So why don't we do, instead of a per mile, let's do per 500 meters. And it is actually, I believe they tried to make it equivalent to the speed you would get from a straight four. I don't know why they picked a straight four, but so in theory, your wattage to speed translation is supposed to be about the level of effort that would make a straight four go that fast. So that's, 1981, 82 is probably when the 500 meter split was invented. And it is unique to rowing. No other sport uses it. So
that is absolutely right. And what a fantastic backstory. And might I just say, this is one of the delightful things of doing this podcast, is you get sudden insight into something that, as you correctly said, we take it as standard.
Yeah. And let's see. I think that's most of it with rowing. You know, obviously we kept making new products. We made the performance monitor for the original Concept 2, which both companies grew like gangbusters. It was very synergistic, because really what grew Concept 2 was selling the rowing machine to gyms, which would, fitness clubs would have been completely uninterested in a rowing torture machine that didn't give you an output. So the monitor enabled the output. The output enabled sales to gyms. Both companies grew like crazy. And that helped fund development of other products. Eventually, that partnership separated. And it kind of made sense. You know, once you get big enough, buying a critical component of your product from another company doesn't make as much sense. But that had been enough to get Nielsen Kellerman growing. And I also, another point that I think is interesting about a lot of the rowing companies that are around in the States, I don't think it's as true worldwide, but there's a lot of companies that date from the late 70s and the early 80s. The boat companies, Concept 2, Nielsen Kellerman, and it is not a coincidence, because Title IX caused a big explosion of women's rowing programs throughout the 80s, as they approached the grandfather period and had to get more athletes involved in sports, because it's either a per capita, per population measurement of the number of athletes that you need to have equitably involved in sports, or a budgetary requirement. Mm. And both are pretty easy to do with rowing, because you can get a lot of people rowing and you can spend a lot of money. and that growth, you know, there's a point for every new business where you've kind of grown enough, but I mean, you need something to help carry you through that, over that growth hump. And I really believe that Title IX is responsible for a lot of that.
Very, very interesting. So many things in the States come back to the law. And it makes me understand why so many Americans choose to go into business after having studied law.
I'm not saying I would recommend somebody go to law school because they want to go into business, but I'm very glad that I have that background.
But that's not why we're here today. So today we're here to talk about the Speed Coach Summer Regatta Series. Now, this is completely new and has been born out of the frustrations we've had with the curious year that we're rowing through at the moment, or not rowing through, depending on where you live in the world. So, Alex, what is the Summer Regatta Series?
So we had an existing platform that isn't extremely well known, I don't think, you know, judging from the number of people that were using it. But about a year ago, we launched an online platform that we call Link Logbook, but it does quite a lot. It is both a like the Concept2 logbook or Strava or Garmin or any other place where you're storing performance data. It's a place to store your performance data from your speed coach. And it also has a fairly unique feature, which is the ability to live stream data via your speed coach to your phone, to the logbook, and have your parents or whoever wants to see it anywhere in the world see it. So that's what existed before. And even that creates some confusion, because do you need a phone to use it real time? You know, it does so much already. But obviously, we all came off the water. March 16th is like, you know, that big date etched on the calendar for me. And it was apparent that there was going to be no spring season for either high school or collegiate or club, masters, anybody. Nobody was going to have a spring season. Alex and Rower's Choice kind of jumped right in with the their fantastic Erg Race series that they got super creative with and did a wonderful job, and have gotten some great press, deserved great press, because they got people other than rowers doing it. I personally hate the Erg. So when I do it, I hate it. So when U.S. Rowing kind of put out their initial, hey, we're going to start getting back on the water, we recommend that people only allow singles. It was pretty apparent that there was going to be a newfound appreciation for rowing singles, certainly newfound in the States where we do it less. But, you know, pretty apparently all over the world, you know, following the Facebook groups and stuff, people were dusting off their singles. And there was a great picture of one club in Washington pulling out, they had like 20 trainers, and they, you know, pulled them all out and patched them all up, and they had them all lined up on the path down the hill. And they were putting all of their club athletes out in the trainers and getting them going. So, which I love sculling. So I just think it's so cool that, you know, we got it going. And, you know, obviously we're friends with a lot of the boat builders, and they pretty much turned off their eight production and turned on their single production. We're making singles like crazy. So we took a look at that and we said, what can we do that actually is going to enable people to get in their boat and do some fun competition? And we're also taking an incremental approach to this, because if we have a million ideas, which we're going to talk about, but if we tried to build all 1 million ideas, nobody would get any of it, or it wouldn't be launched until 2021, when hopefully we're all back in team boats and doing normal things. So we're taking an incremental approach. We're releasing features. That's a great thing about an online platform. We can keep pushing new things out and you'll just start seeing it. But the Speed Coach Summer Regatta Series, fundamentally what it is we set a time window and we set a distance. Mm-hmm. And your only requirement is that you set that distance up as a measured workout in your speed coach. So it requires a speed coach GPS with training pack, because the training pack is what enables you to set up workouts. And the reason you have to set that distance is that we want to get the distance exact for everyone that's participating.
Yep.
If you have a speed coach GPS that does not have the training pack, you can go to nksports.com and actually buy that training pack and install it digitally, install it wirelessly. So you don't have to physically send the speed coach back. So that's an upgrade that's installable at any time. So you set up, so this the first event was modeled after Henley-on-Thames. It's so it's 21, it's we couldn't the speed coach doesn't allow you to set 2113 or
40. Yeah, it's an odd number, isn't
it's an
it?
odd number. So we set it up as 2100 meters. So you set a piece of 2100 meters and you row it fast as you choose to or can. You can do it as many times as you want, and any piece rowed within the time window measured in your local time zone counts. And the software will automatically pull your best piece. And even if you do submit two today and two tomorrow, and they're still all within the time window, it'll pull the best one of the four. And all you have to do is go to the Compete tab in the app or on the website and click join. You can join before, and then when your data is uploaded and it matches, it will automatically put you on the leaderboard, or you can wait until you have some pieces and then join and it'll find them. So it's very, very, very easy. And you do have to learn how to use your speed coach, but that part's pretty easy. And you have to have an account, but it's all free. So we're not charging anything to participate. We're having lots of different events because, hey, maybe somebody super fast competed this weekend, but you do one 2 weekends from now, and you're the fastest person who did a 2K that weekend. So, and before everybody lawyers it up, because I'm a master's athlete, so I know we do get into the details. It is not presently age or gender or boat class or anything filtered. It's supposed to be just a piece from a single, but there's actually nothing to stop you cheating, except you won't be very satisfied if you do. But all of that is in the works. So gender
Hold that.
classes, oh, okay.
Hold that thought. Let's
Hold
roll
that
back
thought.
to setting up your speed coach. So obviously there's a small bit of technical stuff which is required for you to understand how to use your existing instrument and how to use this new Summer Regatta series. So we're just going to take a short break and take a look at how to get the video set up. And here we go.
This video is voiced over by Joe Rakowski, who is our senior technical support engineer. And if anyone has ever called NK, you'll either get Joe or Corey, and they're both amazing. But Joe is particularly amazing, and he does a great job explaining it. I don't know if we, is the audio playing?
I'm sorry, the audio was not playing. My mistake. Let me go and improve that. That's very irritating. And I'm just roll it back and see if I can get the audio working. My apologies. So I'm sorry that the audio didn't play, so I'm going to have to play that again. I shall go back to Alex, and I will endeavor to sort out why that didn't play. So, Alex, back with you again. So we will publish the link to that video in the show notes, so anyone can watch it. But it's very easy to find. It's on the NK YouTube channel. So just search for NK Speed Coach Summer Regatta Series, and the YouTube channel is called NK Sports Performance.
And it's also on the on our Facebook page, and I'm sure it'll be on the there's a page on nksports.com. So there's lots of places to get links to that, but we'll make sure that the YouTube video is easily found, which walks you through the steps. But I'd pretty much done most of them. So you need the app on your phone, and it is the Link Logbook app. And you need an account, which is very quick to set up. And you need to go row and pick a regatta and upload your time. And your data gets uploaded via your phone. So, and a lot of people remember the time of having either a dock to connect your speed coach, or needing to use a dongle and a computer. It's all mobile app now. And so I usually do it when I'm actually driving home from the boathouse. I just put the speed coach in data discovery mode, bring up the app, and by the time I get home, everything's been transferred over.
That is great to know. Now I've figured out the audio. So if you bear with me.
Speed Coach Summer Regatta Series starting on July 1st and running throughout the summer. To participate, all you simply need is a Speed Coach GPS Model 2 a training pack and the NK Link Logbook app, which you can get from the Google Play Store or iTunes App Store. Once you have NK Link Logbook app installed on your phone, let's open it up. If you are new to Link Logbook, you'll need to create a free account and verify your information through email before starting. We are now going to navigate to the More tab at the bottom of the screen. For those familiar with Logbook, you will notice a new tab called Compete. Let's click on this tab to begin signing up for the various races throughout the summer. The instructions at the top state to row to defined distance within the regatta time frame. It is important to use a programmable workout, as the distance needs to match your requirements for that particular regatta and during the time frame stated. You can join at any time, even well before the event has started, but only sessions recorded during that regatta time will count. Now, as you scroll down, we can see the various events scheduled throughout the summer. We'll simply press join on the ones you want to compete in to enter the competition. Now, when you get out on the water, we will want to set up your speed coach properly. Remember again to use the workouts menu and single distance after setting the distance to match your current regatta requirement. Press run workout and put it in ready mode, and off you go. After you're done, you'll need to upload this workout to the Link Logbook. Go to the workout log tab and click on import sessions. Make sure your speed coach is in data link mode to upload the session. As long as the session met the requirements of the regatta and you had join clicked, the session will automatically be imported into the virtual regatta results. You could row as many pieces as you want. Your fastest qualifying piece will be used for the leaderboard. Now we could go back to the More tab and check out that regatta's leaderboard and see where you stand.
Well, there we go. And just, you saw it here first, Alex James at the top of the leaderboard.
It was brief. If I got out first thing before we announced it, I could be on top of the leaderboard for a little while. Sander Rosendahl Rusendahl already passed me this morning.
Well, I'm delighted to hear that. Now, let's just take a quick look at the different regatta events that are coming up, because there is the most amazing schedule here. So here we go. I'm on the nksports.com website, and here is, it says the inaugural event is an Independence Day regatta, but we actually know it's what you're calling the Henley-on-Thames World Regatta. How cool is that? And we can do that alongside, of course, the virtual Henley at Home, which is happening this weekend.
Right. Which is, that's an erg race, correct?
No. Alex, we have a treat for you. This is watching past Henley Regatta races on the YouTube channel.
Yes.
And you get your own picnic and your Pims at home. In the comfort of your own garden.
Do you have to wear a hat? And actually, Rebecca, if you click on that, on the Henley. Or maybe it doesn't show there. I guess it doesn't show there. In the app, so there's some fun graphics that are Henley related. So right now we only have two sponsored events, and which is the Independence Day, which would normally become, it's actually the biggest regatta in Philly, would normally be this coming weekend, and then Henley on Thames. We totally love to name other events after canceled regattas, and have some relevant graphics. And we may well do like winner certificates that have graphics related to them. So if anybody is an organizer of a regatta that was sadly canceled, feel free to get in touch with us and provide we're calling it a sponsorship, but I don't think we're even asking for money. So,
but you've got dates right through to the end of August, and there's plenty of different distances, 500 meters, 1,000 meters, 2,000 meters, and obviously the eccentric 2,100 just to kick off with.
Yeah.
That is fantastic. And let's talk then about how other people could get involved with maybe adding their local course. What ideas have you got for this?
So we've got a lot of, we've got weeks of development planned on this site. As I mentioned, we're going to keep releasing new features. So July, what we have slated is a lot of that filtering that we just discussed. So in your profile, you already put your declared gender and your birth date. And then we're going to add some other lightweight, heavyweight is not in there now, but we'll add that. I take that back. Your height and weight is in there already, so we can designate lightweight events as well. We'll be able to do junior on U23 and master's categories with that birth date. And so when you go to the leaderboard, you'll be able to filter. So you'll be able to see how you stack up against other older women.
In our case, speaking mainly for ourselves.
Yes. And we all know, but unique to this is actually being able to see other women all over the world, which is awfully fun. It really is. So, and then after we do that, we want to move towards, we may well, we're looking at creating an out and back option. So that will address the current issue. So for a given distance, you'll have to row it in both directions, which should normalize the current impacts for those people who row on moving water. My piece was on a lake, so I got no benefit from moving water. And then what we'd like to move towards, and this is probably getting well into the fall, is actually being able to mark specific courses. So we have the ability to actually draw lat-long-based start and finish lines associated with different rowing areas. If you actually zoom on Link Logbook, if you zoom into Philadelphia, you can actually see the 2,000 meter course and the 500 meter lines are drawn there. And what that will let us do is, instead of just saying, hey, row it on your home water, there can actually be either standing open events, so that, sort of an all-time, which Strava has something similar, so sort of an all-time leaderboard for a course. At any time, if you can get there, you can row a course. And then my big vision for this is that, which this is actually probably going to take a little while, is that it also turns into essentially a directory of rowing courses worldwide, because it's a map-based interface. So if you want to know whether there's enough rowing going on in a place that people have designated a course, you'll be, you know, there'll be pins on the map and you can see. I will tell you that with the live streaming, we have seen rowing in some pretty wild places. The lake in front of the Vatican.
Oh, you're joking.
I am not. The Faroe Islands this morning. Somebody was rowing and streaming from the Faroe Islands this morning. It's pretty cool. We see rowing in some interesting places. So we should probably set up a special email for that. But for right now, info@nkhome.com will work if you have any interest. And actually, I'll send, really, they should just get in touch with Charlie, who is cbiddle@nkhome.com. So I'll send you that so you can put it in the show notes. But we're definitely going to start gathering that information. So if a club or a school is interested in getting their course listed at a link logbook and available for people to row, that will be how we get that information. And I'm hoping to have sort of a profile page for each organization where they can have pictures of their boathouse, pictures of their water that they row on, pictures of the landmarks for the start and finish line so that we know where they are. One of the things I've really enjoyed as people have been getting back on the water on the Masters Rowing Facebook group, Masters Rowing International, is people are posting pictures when they get back on the water. And it's amazing to see all the different places people row.
It certainly is.
Pictures of Vienna, and it was so gorgeous that it definitely went on my bucket list.
Now, we've got people actually watching us live, and here is a promise for you, Alex, from Andres Carazo, who I believe is in Philly. He says, we'll stream tomorrow.
Yeah, Nakamixon is, so I've been talking to Andre, Nakamixon. I've been the roving rower since, because we have another issue in Philly right now, which is that Boathouse Row, all the docks are pulled because we're dredging. Yeah. So even though we're back on the water, technically because of being able to row because of coronavirus, we couldn't get our boats into the water. And I live pretty far outside of Philadelphia. So I went and got my boat and it now lives in my barn. And I have been going all around and finding all these beautiful places to row. And Nakamixon is about an hour north of Philadelphia. And I've got a date to go up and row with these guys up there.
And he further says he's going to attempt to do the whole lake.
Which is, it's a pretty big lake. That's a pretty long row.
Best of luck, Andre. And I hope you have a fantastic row tomorrow. And for the rest of us, please, let's start sharing these. Put up your scores. Put your plans online so we know where you're going to be. And then, of course, Alex and the team back at the office can take a look and yep. see someone. Rowing.
It's also just your own personal best, you know. We've got, as Rebecca said, we've got dates through the end of August. So do one now and do one in a few weeks and do another one near the end of the summer and see how your sculling has improved.
I must say, I think this is just the most incredible leadership from you guys, pulling the rowing community more into the digital age, but making it really accessible and easy for people to take part. As you've clearly said, let's start with that lowest common denominator, just a fixed distance on whatever water you have access to, whether it's, you know, lake or river or the sea or whatever. And then let's build on it, because if travel doesn't come back and, you know, there's a distinct possibility that bucket lists notwithstanding, and we want to go race each other, we know people. I really feel I know a lot of the people who are on that Facebook group. You know, we hang out together often. There's a lot of dialogue and discussion. And to feel that we could go have a little race against each other would just be delightful, really add to our relationship.
It definitely does. It definitely does. And you know, I will tell you that I worked a heck of a lot harder yesterday morning knowing I was going to put that number up there for everyone to see than I would have if I just had 221 under meters pieces programmed on my workout calendar.
Now, a couple of people on the conversation from live, Cece is saying that she didn't know the logbook had it in your profile for your age. And she has just then updated to say that she's been into her profile and has updated her age, her height, her weight, and her gender, adding that it's a cool idea and she's psyched.
Yeah, Cece, I agree. It's not obvious. And that's actually one of the things I want to look at is make sure that there's that you, we didn't want to make creating an account a laborious thing, but we need to make it a little more obvious how you go back to your profile. But as soon as we add those filters, you know, that'll really incentivize people to put that
exactly.
in. Because if it's a filtered event and you don't have those fields in, you won't show up.
Exactly. And of course, you want to show up. So perhaps another little voiceover video and we'll be able to all do the update on the app.
Yep. And, Alex, you know, always we love feedback. And I'm sure now that this is out there and people are seeing it, we're going to get lots and lots and lots of ideas. And that's the other benefit of incremental development is we have our ideas for what should be next, but it may turn out that there's other things that are more interesting to people when they start using it. And just get in touch with us.
So tell people where they can connect with you.
info@nksports.com always works. So
very straightforward.
So, and I'm A. James at nkhome.com. So,
brilliant. Alex, thank you for giving us your time. Thank you for choosing Rowing Chat to tell the world about
this.
The
is fun.
Series. Good. We think it's fun. I certainly enjoy podcasting, and the more the merrier is my view. And to all of our listeners, please share the word. Tell people about where they can find out about the Speed Coach Summer Regatta Series. Challenge your crewmates, challenge your clubmates, challenge the club next door. And let's all get back on the water safely and start to enjoy our racing. This has been Rowing Chat with me, Rebecca Caro. And if I can ask one favor, if you've enjoyed this episode, please share it on your social media with your friends. And let's get more listeners on board. Till next time. Bye-bye.